Okay. Pastor and I kind of talked, well, he kind of told me what to do, so it was a good idea. I was going to kind of do it anyway. We want to talk about Bartimaeus because it is 62 years. It is so good to see you, my beautiful friends. You're awesome. You're so loyal on homecoming. You know, we didn't hand out flyers like we usually did because of the COVID. So we missed Kelvin, of course. But Bartimaeus has been here probably longer than 62 years because they met, you know, over at Lee Park and stuff. So this has been going on for years and years. I know Don and Anna Ruth did a fine job of doing everything that they thought was right through their wisdom and their knowledge. David took over. He did what he thought was right with his knowledge and his wisdom. And he has such love for y'all. Oh, my goodness. Such love. I know Don and Anna Ruth did, too, but David just had that love. I mean, it carried him through the day at work, at home, all the time thinking about y'all. And I guess that's why I questioned one day, why would you take somebody so wonderful to a church like that? But, you know, it's God's timing, his plan, not mine. He doesn't need me to tell him what to do, or we'd all be in big cars and have big houses and no bills. So he doesn't need me. So enough of me. What we want to talk about today, what is the special memory that you might have on homecoming? And it doesn't just necessarily have to be homecoming. It could be something that maybe touched your life through the ministry of this legacy that we have. Anything. Yes, Deborah.
Well, when I was in the hospital back in 2018, Pastor Larry came to see me, I think it was twice.
That's wonderful, isn't it? Isn't it nice to have a pastor that will go above and beyond? Because he, like David, has a full-time job, but he has to take care of his partner also. So pastor has a lot on him, but he does. That's on Larry. I mean, Larry looked up to David. I know he did. I know he looked up to David, but David had such confidence in and compassion for Pastor Larry, because that compassion is what our pastor has. So he will visit you. I mean, anytime he gets a chance to do something, he's going to, this is not the Larry show today. I'm sorry, Pastor. But anyway, I'm just saying we're blessed with a great pastor. Any other good memory?
Amen.
I'll keep my mouth shut. I doubt it, but it was good to say. Any other good memories? Kathy.
I can vividly remember whenever Eric and Don were still around. And anytime we had food, specifically during homecoming, Eric liked her food hot. Hot, hot, hot.
Yep.
And I don't mean spicy hot, I mean heat hot.
Temperature, yeah.
And every time we sat down at the table, and she'd look over at me and say, is it out of the microwave yet? And it had to be boiling.
Oh, I know.
I love doing that for her.
Yes.
So
David was the same way.
That will stay with me
forever. Yes. David is the same way, and Kimmy now is the same way. I'm going, She'll put stuff in there, it's boiling, and I'm going, And she, it's not even hot, Mom. I'm going, oh my God. The legend.
This dog would just sit and have it cold.
Yeah, I don't care. Room temperature is not cold. Pizza, it's not about me. I'm so sorry. Okay, that was a good memory, Kathy. She always wanted that play pot. I think that's right. Any other good memories? Pastor Thacker.
We'll always remember the first day that we showed up here. And I was, you know, I've shared this story before. I was skeptical. I'm like,
can you imagine that? Pastor was skeptical.
Linda, yeah, that's not me at all. Linda, you know, you got to check this place out. And I'm like, okay, just to keep you happy. But I just remember walking in here and coming to the realization throughout the service that this was a place where I could be real and be who I am, and that would be all right. And just coming to the realization that we could be a part of this, that we could help with this, and I remember, and I turned to Lynn and I said, you know, we really could help out here.
Mm-hmm.
And just almost automatic, just almost immediately being at home. That will always stick in my head.
Oh, that's so nice. That is so nice. Because that's one of the things I love about Bartimaeus. We're warm, we're homey, we love one another. Not all the time, we don't act like we do, but you know, most of the time we love one another. But it's nice when people come in, they'll say, y'all have the nicest church, everyone's so sweet. And we are. Just because we're different doesn't mean we're different, okay?
Oh, we're different.
Who are you talking about, Pastor? Never mind. Yeah, some of us are real different. I get it. Okay, any other memories? Yes, Miss Anita.
I also wanted to remember, Pastor, he invited me over one Sunday. Well, it might have not been a Sunday, but it was one day, and he wanted me to watch Larry the Cable Guy. I had never seen that before until I went over there to the house. And I just enjoyed myself that whole day. He fed me, he catered to me, he did everything nice for me. And I've never been to a pastor's house and enjoyed myself like I did that day.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, Larry the Cable Guy reminds us of his best friend that's passed. I mean, Ronnie's life was an example just like Larry the Cable Guy. Oh my gosh, they were like twins. It was crazy. But that was nice of him. What did he feed you? Do you remember what he fed you?
Oh, chili dogs.
He loved to make chili dogs.
Oh, yeah.
It's the first thing he made me. I was so impressed. I'll stick with you for a while. Any other good memories?
I remember when I first came here. My mother was coming here for a while, but way before I started coming here. But when I first came here, and I walked through the door, and I just felt so much love for this church. Mm-hmm. I could feel it in my bones. And I told my mother, I said, it's a lot of love in this church. Let's stay here. And then that's when I came in, and we had a big dinner. And what's his name? Dawn. I think it was Dawn. Yeah. And I just, God was so beautiful and nice to me. And I just thank God so much. And I love this church.
We loved Arvella and her Sunday school and her songs and stuff. She had so many tales to tell us, stories. I mean, it was awesome. I got to tell the church this, but I don't know if I have before, but I was taking Dee Dee and Arvella home one day, and we stopped so Dee Dee could go in and get a hamburger for him. And this gentleman walked up to my door, and he tapped on my window. And so I thought, well, me and Arvella, there wasn't going to do. So I rolled down my door, pushed the button, rolled down the window, and he said something, and Arvella went, you get out of here now. And that guy turned around. While I looked down, she went, I won't let anything happen to you. She had a knife out. I didn't even know. I went, oh my God. She was something else. And girl, she had her knife. She went, I would cut him if he tried to hurt me. Okay, I'm safe. Go ahead, Kimmy.
I have lots of memories of this church, just all the homecomings and everything, but one of my favorite memories actually is this church is when I got married to this church. Mm-hmm. So, not a great marriage, but
yeah.
Just the actual day was a wonderful day, and it was really special that I could get married at this church.
Yeah, the church was packed.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it looked real pretty.
Mm-hmm.
So did you. Yeah, it's been through a lot of marriages. You know, Don wouldn't marry people that had been married more than once or wanted to be married or divorced, let me put it that way. And but David, he married everybody. He would travel and marry. Good gosh, David sucked. Yeah, the church has held a lot of good memories here. A lot of good memories here. We've had good times. We've had times that are cray-cray. It's always been good. It's just been wonderful. And I appreciate each and every one of y'all because we are the church. This building isn't the church.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we are the church. We're Jesus' bride one day.
Amen.
And he will come back and get us. And I'm so excited. So we need to keep intimacy with God, keep that line open of communication, and love Him with all of our heart. Give Him our daily walk every day, and our thoughts, and our prayers. So, anybody else have a good memory, then we'll close it out.
I have the best memory.
Mm-hmm.
When Anna Ruth invited me here,
uh-huh.
I was going to another church, and when she invited me here, I stayed.
Yes, she
did. It was the best church I've been to, best time I've ever had, and I wouldn't miss it for nothing.
Yeah, I remember she kept asking you at TI, right? You need to come to our church, you need to come to our church. And then you came and she went, period, be the secretary. She had a way of telling you what you were going to do without being forceful.
Yeah.
But that was a good decision for you.
She was good at it.
She was. 55 years ago. That's a long time ago, Ruth.
Yeah. A long time ago.
We've had a lot of people come to this church, a lot of people pass away, and it's amazing how many people have been to this church. And that's why it's so important that when people do come, even if they don't stay a while, they take something from us and go their way. Not everybody that comes in your life is going to stay, but we need to be representative of God, so when they don't stay and they go out, they have part of our mess with them. And I'm very proud of each and every one of y'all. I am. The things that you do amaze me. The things that you have to put up with in your daily grind amazes me. The things that you want to do for each other amazes me. I mean, we are truly, truly blessed here with beautiful, beautiful people.
Amen.
And if you don't think you're important, well, let me talk to you after church. Everyone here is important. Everyone here has a job, has a plan from God for you. And I just want this church to go on. We're going to keep praying that this can still be in legacy for a long time. You know, I just think I'm so proud. Remember Jerry Gibson, too, in our prayers. I forgot that. He's played such a vital part of this church. And really, his cancer is back. And he's having chemo and stuff. We need to remember him. Please remember him in our prayers. We need to send him a card, too.
Okay.
Okay, we really do. I mean, I need to send him
a card. I don't know his address, but I'll
get it. Kathy's got it, so. Okay, well, any other memories? I think Larry probably had a memory. I kind of freaked him out when I washed everybody's feet that day. Oh. I really got freaked out at that. But again, it's not the Priscilla show, huh?
That's in the Bible.
I know, but we're going to go on. Nope. I remember Mike accidentally went, nope, not going to take my shoes off. I went, oh, but you are. He did. Bless his heart.
Can I share something?
Yes, ma'am, please.
My baby sister died this Labor Day when I was going into the fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And the funeral was at Friendship,
mm-hmm.
back before it was started building and everything. That was a terrible weekend.
Mm-hmm.
What was I about, 7 years old?
So sorry.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know about you guys yet when I was in school.
Yeah, you were.
Mm-hmm. The house must have talked about being crowded or something, but our church was here to support us.
Well, I hate Labor Day brings that bad to you. We all have holidays, it seems like that something, mm-hmm. somebody passed or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Well, are we done? Anybody else have a prayer? A memory? Let's go back on something else. Yes, Deborah.
I think another memory that I have is when I first came to this church, there was a lot of people coming. And I remember one of the first ones coming that I came to, there were so many people that I was amazed. I mean, this is a pretty It's a medium-sized church, but there were so many people on it, and wow.
Yeah.
Because I used to go to a mega church, and we didn't do homecoming or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it was a, we could get on a building a lot bigger than this. But we still had a lot of people here.
Mm-hmm. We used to have a lot of people. A lot of our members have died. I mean, I listed them one time, and at that time, there was like 70-something, but since then, people have died, since then even. So, we've touched a lot of people's lives. There is no doubt in my life, Bartimaeus Baptist has touched people's lives in ways that we don't even know. So, you know, what is good for me, too, is people will, I will talk to that I really don't know that well, will come up to me and go, you know what, your husband helped me so much. He accepted me, he didn't judge me, and he was the sweetest person that made me want to love God more. You know, you don't know exactly what you do, but we need to carry that around with us all the time so people will feel that way. You know, we need to drop little memories everywhere, seeds for people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's go on. We got a great day today, and you know why? Because there's food back there. I know. David would go, come on, Chris, don't say nothing too long. We've got to eat.
Okay.
Plus the Cowboys, you know. Goodness gracious, I miss that man.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's go for prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for these fond memories. Thank you for each and every person that has contributed and donated to this church. Father, it's something that you want, and I'm so thankful. Thank you for, especially for Kathy, for doing all the books and the bills and doesn't get paid for anything that she does. I thank you for her volunteering to do so much for this church. Just bless her in a special way, Father. And thank you for Ruth that's been here over 55 years, Lord. She's the eldest person here. I hate to keep saying that, but she is so full of wisdom. She's seen so much. She knows so much. Father, may we respect and learn to respect and love and get wisdom from our elders. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for this time we've had. We appreciate you and love you. In Jesus' holy name, amen.